You're on 981 2NM. You might recall a couple of months ago we were talking Mullet Fest. Well, it's not too far away. It's going to be at Murrurundi at the White Hart Hotel on the 15th of October, and we're catching up with Laura Johnson, who has been out inspecting mullets all over Australia. Laura, how are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Most recently, you've been in Alice Springs checking out the mullets there. How are they shaping up?
Absolutely. I tell you what, the Red Centre did not disappoint at all. We had mullets from as young as 3 all the way through to 71.
71.
Yeah, it was fabulous. Absolutely so much fun. And I tell you what, we ran over a few days at Red Centre, Nats, and our grubby category did not disappoint. It certainly got grubbier. You know, the more tyre smoke and rubber particles and just general camping mess, the grubbier the mullets became. It was quite exceptional.
Everybody getting together and having a great old time celebrating the mullet. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. It was, yeah, smiles for days.
All right. So for those who hadn't heard before or aren't too sure, when it comes to the White Hart Hotel in Murrurundi, what's Mullet Fest got in store for them?
Look, Mullet Fest in Murrurundi, we are going to be at the White Hart Hotel on Saturday the 15th, starting in the morning with the children, and then working our way through our adult categories into the evening. It will be so much fun. Plenty of mullet shaking happening. I have been told a little whisper that possibly we may even have a pet mullet coming along. So I can't wait to see what exactly that is going to look like. They say never work with animals or children, and I feel like someone's trying to stitch me up.
That's everything you've got in store for you is pretty much that. So what sort of categories are we talking about?
Our juniors are broken up by age category, with, of course, the 0 to 3, such little cuties. You just never quite know what you're going to get on the stage, but they practice very hard shaking their mullets at home. And then we move through into our adults. We have vintage, which is our over 50s. We have the grubbies that I just spoke about. We have extreme mullets. We have everyday mullets. We have rookies. So if you are only new to the mullet life and you think, oh, I'm not quite, you know, there yet and ready to compete, the rookie category is absolutely for you. So anyone with that's had their mullet for less than 2 years is a rookie. And then, of course, we have the unicorn of mullets, the gingers, the Ranga mullets. And our Ranga mullets at Murrurundi will be sponsored by Bundaberg Ginger Beer.
Oh, of course.
Bundaberg Alcoholic Ginger Beer.
That makes perfect sense. Yes.
Absolutely, and we're going to have a bespoke bottle of Bundy rum there to auction to raise money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. So it'll be a good fun night.
Well, that's what I was going to say is Mullet Fest is not just to celebrate the mullet; it is for a good cause.
Absolutely. So all of our Mullet Fest crew are volunteers. None of us get paid for anything we do, and we run around the country just loving on people with mullets, trying to share some smiles. This month, actually, we're doing mullets for mental health as well. So there's a Mullet Fest team. If you haven't already signed yourself up, you can join our team. But generally, at all of our events, we focus on the Mark Hughes Foundation and helping to find a cure for brain cancer.
Do you think this might be encouraging more and more mullets? Like, when you go to places, are you seeing more and more people?
Absolutely. You are welcome. We started back in 2018 and there was hardly any mullets around. You know, there was the lifers, but that was it. And now we've even had to introduce the rookie category because people just wanted to have as much fun as we do. You know, they saw footage of Mullet Fest and went, that looks like an awesome time. Count me in.
I love the fact that a rookie is considered under 2 years. I would have thought maybe under 2 months or something like that, but you've got to be growing it for 2 years just to be considered starting in the category.
Yes, look, it just does make it so much fun. I mean, it sort of levels out the people that have got long hair that have cut in a mullet as well. So our little guppy mullets that have grown from short right through to our long hair that's been tamed into a mullet.
Fantastic stuff. I would encourage you to go to the website mulletfest.com.au. Make sure you've got it circled in your calendar. 15th of October, White Hart Hotel, Murrurundi for Mullet Fest. Laura, continue preaching the word and thank you very much for joining us today on 2NM.
Thank you so much, and I can't wait to talk to you again as we get closer to the event. But yeah, if you haven't looked at our website yet, have a look. Our Facebook page has also got some hilarious photos and videos and stuff, and you'll see what we're all about.